Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Rev Up with Reverend Alethea Blog Talk Radio Show with your host, Reverend Alethea Smith Withers, pastor of the Pavilion of God in Washington, D.C. Tonight was to be a special show with actually a rebroadcast of last year's Kwanzaa show. So what you see is the information of talking with Nana Kwabena and Baba Speak will not be happening tonight because of technical difficulties. But I will just share just a little bit about Kwanzaa and wish you, first of all, a very happy and prosperous Kwanzaa celebration. So stay with me for a few minutes and we'll just talk a little bit about Kwanzaa. If you're a first-time listener, a special welcome to you. I invite you to join us every Tuesday at 7 o'clock, and now and then we will have technical difficulties like we are tonight, but that's a part of what happens when you're in this world of internet radio. I invite you to listen on a regular basis and always listen on demand to the rebroadcast, and you'll know what we talked about. Share it with your friends, and it's always a wonderful time to rev up, accelerate, and energize your life. The Reverend Alethea show is a keeping it real show about life. I minister to the people of God through all phases of their experience, even up to the higher life of the spirit. This show is a safe place to talk about everything from pop culture to politics. If you're in the Washington metropolitan area, I invite you to worship with the Pavilion of God on Sundays at 6401 Chilham Place Northwest in Washington, D.C. Let me give you that address again. 6401 Chilham Place Northwest, Washington, D.C. Our worship begins at 12:30 on Sunday. On Wednesdays at 6 a.m. and 12 noon, you can join us for prayer on our prayer line. Wouldn't you or don't you have those times when you have deep concerns in your life and you'd like to pray about it with someone, or you'd like someone else to pray for you or with you? This is one of the ways that you can lift your prayer concerns, share your prayer concerns with people who are believers in the power of prayer. Simply dial 605-475-4333. Access code is 213-781. 213-781. We also have Bible study on Thursdays at 6:30. And our Bible is always a wonderful place to come, not only to read the Holy Bible, but to study and share in dialogue with others who are interested in whatever topic we are covering. We have a new Bible study beginning in January, so I invite you to stay tuned to find out more about our Bible study. It's just such a great time to share in the study of the Word of God and to share your concerns there. We also have a time for prayer. So please consider joining us for Bible study on Thursdays at 6:30 in the evening. We also have a great time of fellowship after Bible study. We share food and fellowship. This January, oh my goodness, we have so many wonderful things going on. For January 2015. One is we're starting a rites of passage program for high school students, teens who are in high school, ninth grade through 12th grade. If you have a teen in the metropolitan area and you'd like them to be in a rites of passage program that helps them understand what adulthood is all about. So many young people simply think that if you turn 20, you're an adult, and we have 40-year-olds walking around believing they're an adult, and they're not. They haven't taken on the full mantle of adulthood. This is one powerful way to help them understand what adulthood is about, and we focus on Christian adulthood. So please think about encouraging your young person to be a part of our Rites of Passage program, which begins in January. For our girls, we begin on Saturday, on Saturday, the 10th of January, and our young males on the 17th of January. So write those dates down. Now, the exciting new thing, in addition to our Rites of Passage, is our Jazz Friday begins on January 16th. You want to hear some good jazz? Come to the Pavilion of God, 6401 Chillum Place, Northwest. Tickets are just $5. And it's a good time to share in a joyful experience and great fellowship. So we'll be talking a little bit more about that next week, but hold that date. Save that date. January 16th. Jazz at the Pavilion of God. Remember, the Pavilion of God is a safe place and sacred space. At the Pavilion of God, you can come as you are. That is what God asked us to do, simply to come as we are. No pretense, no pretext, simply come as you are. Please always know you can reach me, you can tweet me at Revelicia, and you can follow me on Instagram at Revelicia. And you can always email revalethea at gmail.com, R-E-V-A-L-E-T-H-E-A. Like the Pavilion of God on Facebook. You can always keep up with what we're doing on Facebook. Very easy way to find out what we're up to. But before we get into tonight's topic, I want to offer a word of prayer. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you for the multitude of blessings that we have experienced through 2014. You have taught us in your word to count our blessings, and we are counting our blessings today. We're naming them one by one. We are opening our hearts to see what God has done in and through us during 2014. Lord, we're counting our blessings of food and shelter. We're counting our blessings of family and friends. We're counting our blessings of health in our mind, our bodies, and our spirit. And for those challenges we carry on our back, Lord, our blessing is that we can turn all of our challenges over to you. We can let go and we can let God, for you are mighty and powerful, God, and for this we give thanks. Lord, enable us to have hope, be at peace in our hearts, embrace the joy of this day, and with love open ourselves to the gifts that you are giving us and the gifts that you have given us. Lord, enable us to walk with power and grace into a new year. And during this time of Kwanzaa, may we embrace in the fullness who you created us to be and how you created us. This is our prayer, and we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. If you're just joining us, welcome. I am Reverend Alethea, host of the Rev Up with Reverend Alethea Blog Talk Radio Show. And with every show, we are going to rev up, accelerate, and energize our thinking. If you're listening now, it's going to be probably not as lengthy a show as we might ordinarily have. I had intended to simply replay a show from last year to talk about Kwanzaa. Our guests are not here, but I will share with you that I know more than just a little bit about Kwanzaa. I've been celebrating Kwanzaa for over 40 years. I celebrated Kwanzaa in 1966, which was the second year of Kwanzaa. Maulana Karenga is the founder of Kwanzaa. I celebrated Kwanzaa at a small church in Long Island, New York, called the Church of the Black Madonna. It was a powerful experience. I didn't understand nearly of the full meaning of Kwanzaa, and it was something that was just evolving. And so I'm not even sure that it was presented in the way that Dr. Karenga had intended it to be presented when I first was a part of Kwanzaa. But it so impressed me, and the values of Kwanzaa so impressed me, the principles of Kwanzaa so impressed me, that I embraced them, my husband and I embraced them, as we embarked on our journey of marriage, on our invitation to our wedding. The principles were listed. It was a value system that we embraced. Kwanzaa is not something that you just simply celebrate for 7 days. It's a value system that you're invited to become awakened to and embrace. And we keep our Kwanzaa symbols out so that we can focus on them and think about them throughout the year. This is faith. It's not something that you put away, put it on the shelf, forget about it. We don't go to church and praise God on Sundays and put it aside. And it isn't important to us throughout each day, each minute of each day of every year. I am a Christian, and that is the primary reality of my life. I'm also brought into this world, created as an African person and who lives in the America, the United States of America. And so who I am is how God created me to be. We're all given a culture that we can embrace, and mine is steeped in an African American traditions and Caribbean traditions. Africans in the diaspora all hold on to a multitude of understandings of who they are. But the principles of Kwanzaa I will share with you. First of all, there's 7 days, and actually even 7 symbols that are part of Kwanzaa. We have the candle holder, the kanara, that holds the mashumasaba, the 7 candles, and these 7 candles represent 7 different principles that we honor each day, each of the 7 days during Kwanzaa. So the symbols are the kanara, which represents kind of how we are held together as African people and what ties us together. And the candles, as I said, represent the principles. We have red, black, and green candles, the black for black people, red for the bloodshed, and the green for the land. And and we always light the black candle first and then a red, because before we have victory, we have struggle. So we have red and then green and then red and then green. Then we have the mazal, is the fruit, and the fruit represents the fruit of our labor. So we always have fruit to remind us that after all hard work, there is something again that we gain from that. And there are always ears of corn, the muhindi, which represents the children. And the tradition of Kwanzaa says that we should have an ear of corn for every child in the family. In our household, we only had 1 biological child, and based on what we're taught, we should just have 1 ear of corn. But the truth for us and for many African-American families, we, our biological children are not only the children that we have. We have many other children that we have influenced in their lives and that they are important to us. So we have several ears of corn. We have the ear of corn representing our son. We have an ear of corn representing all the other biological children, our nieces, nephews, and now our grandchildren. And we have an ear of corn representing all the other children we love and care for in our church and in our community. So we always have at least 3 ears of corn, even though we only have 1 biological child. The Kikombe Cha Umoja is the unity cup. Our unity cup is the cup that we drank from during our wedding ceremony, which was our unity. And we drank from a beautiful wooden cup And so we use that as one of our symbols. The Mkeka represents our common history. That's the straw mat that we place out with all the symbols that they all rest upon. And the Zawadi, of course, are the gifts for the children. And they're traditionally to be inexpensive gifts, gifts that have meaning or simply fun. Children sometimes just have fun. So we have inexpensive things. Oh, we've done things like pick-up sticks, jacks. These are little things that kids don't even always play with today with our sophisticated technology. But we've always had inexpensive gifts for children. And, you know, coloring books, crayons, and, of course, books in our household were gifts that we give children during Kwanzaa because we believe in education as an important element for kids. And there are lots of wonderful books you can give during Kwanzaa with special meaning or just a book for the child to read, but Zawadi. And it's fun. Every family has Christmas a certain way, and every family that celebrates Kwanzaa may have its own little unique. When we light our candles, we talk about that principle for that day. And people share, it's a good time to reflect during the year. So let me just say where we are. Kwanzaa began on the 26th. It always begins on December 26th and continues for 7 days until January 1. So on the first night of Kwanzaa, we lit the black candle, which symbolizes Umoja. And we focused on unity and what that means and has meant. And my goodness, as we think about all of the things that have happened in the past few months dealing with Ferguson and around the country, unity becomes an imperative for us to talk about, think about, and begin to have some understanding of what it means. And we're even talking about unity among the generations of African Americans as we look at what has transpired with the civil rights movement, what our millennial, African American millennials are looking at as significant and important during this challenging time and how they're moving forward. Many people who are were active in the civil rights movement might not feel that how this is moving forward is the ideal way. But I'm one who says trust our young adults to determine how to act and what to do, how to protest. And I also know it's important for the millennials and XY generations to look at others of us who have shared and to remember that they stand on our backs as we stand on the backs of our foreparents. Unity, a powerful and important principle to look at within the larger community, but even and within our family. The unity that we need in our own families, our own households. I want us not to always talk about unity in the abstract or even without looking at the practical ways we can look at unity. The second candle was a red candle, and that was for Kuchichakalia, which is the one that I love the most, and everyone often calls me to say, how do you say that word? The long word, Kuchichakalia. This is a pretty easy pronunciation. It's almost similar to Spanish in the way we pronounce the word, Kuchichakalia. And it means self-determination. Important to know that others don't tell us what to do, how to name ourselves, how to think for ourselves, how to be who we were created to be. And we need to be self-determined people as well as individually self-determining. Dr. Kringen was talking about self-determination with respect to us as a people, but also I look at helping young people, all of us, to learn to be self-determining. The third candle, third principle, is Ujima. And that would be a green candle, and that is collective stability. And that was lit on the third day of Kwanzaa. So we, on the third day, we'd have three candles burning, Umoja, Kujitakalia, and Ujima. What a wonderful thing for us to talk about as a community. And then again, to know that collective work and responsibility is how our children can learn about that in their homes. You know, we should be talking about collective work and responsibility in our households. You know, a mom or dad are not the only ones who do the work. It's something we all do. We all participate in taking care of different elements of our home. That's how children begin to learn that, you know, they're to care for their brother or sister, that they're to share in the household responsibilities, that doing a good job in school is a part of their work, their personal assignment. Mom and dad are to take care of the other things, and maybe work, that is the work they can do. But there are lots of ways that we as parents, as elders, as those who shepherd our younger people, help them understand collective work and responsibility. And as you walk out of the door, then we can begin to understand how we can work together to be responsible for our community, in the community that we live in and in the broader community. Because we need to begin to understand that what happens in the other side of the country is important for us. That is part of our collective work and responsibility. We need to begin to think about that as well. Today is the day of Kwanzaa. Yesterday actually was Ujamaa number 4, which is cooperative economics. It's a wonderful principle to reflect on cooperative economics. We have a lot of young people who are very focused on entrepreneurship, and to know that even to become a good entrepreneur is not something that you can do in isolation, that you have to begin to work with others. And that's important to begin to understand and reflect on. So Ujamaa, cooperative economics, what a powerful thought. Our businesses, black businesses, as we often name that kind of work, now has become something that is not simply, it's a complex story. It's economic, black businesses have to be involved with technology and so many other sophisticated ways of becoming successful in this country. So we need to know that we can't always approach it individually. And so for all of the entrepreneurs out there who are listening, I encourage you to give some deep thought to cooperative economics and what that will mean for you today. The principle of today is December the 30th, the fifth day of Kwanzaa, is purpose, Nia. And I know when I've taught about Nia in school, it's always fun with young children to help them understand purpose. What is purpose? Dr. Correa talks about purpose in the context of African Americans, purpose in a very powerful concept. What is our grand purpose as African peoples? And to get to these great concepts, we have to individually understand our individual purpose. What a wonderful thing to have children grow up knowing, believing, and then coming to understand their purpose, that they have a purpose. Wow. You know, 5-year-old, you have a purpose. You know, God created you with purpose. You are an expression of the divine. And what is that going to mean? What is your purpose? And little children can begin to say, I am here to do this, or take care of my sister, or to build a building, or to create a new way to for transportation. It's amazing what children will think of when you ask them. And we must make a great effort not to negate their purpose. Oh, you can't do that. How can you create that? You don't know anything. You can't even read yet. Oh, yeah, they can have great vision and determine their mission, their purpose for their life, to begin to embrace their own self-determination to actualize their purpose. And if the family knows its purpose, then it can begin to understand that we all have a greater purpose on a much larger landscape. So, Nia, the greeting for Kwanzaa is Habari Gani, which means what's happening with the news. But the news for each day during Kwanzaa is that principle for that day. So I would say Habari Gani, and your response would be Nia. What's happening today is Nia, purpose. Tomorrow, the principle will be Kuumba, which is creativity. Always love that. That's always New Year's Eve. What a powerful principle on the eve, on the cusp of a new year. Creativity. We can create great experiences in our life with self-determination, with unity, with collective work and responsibility, with cooperative economics, with recognizing our purpose. We can embrace Kuumba, creativity, with great power. That's the New Year's Eve principle. And the last day of Kwanzaa, New Year's Day, is Imani, and that means faith. And on New Year's Day, we'll say Habari Gani, and our response will be Imani, faith. Now, to live out our purpose, to live out the creativity that we have for a new year, we have to have faith. And I think this is such a powerful reminder that we need to work together, but we start with umoja and we end with faith. We have to have faith that we can accomplish our visions, that we can do it with the support of one another. What a powerful reminder this is, and great time of reflection as we move into a new year. Beloved, I love Kwanzaa. It is an opportunity for us to look back in order to go forward. It is the great Sankofa moment for all of us at the end of a year. Look back, and we need those moments of reflection, those moments of commitment, those moments of celebration, those moments of great joy when we share it with others. You know, we've gone through so much during 2014 with acknowledging that the issues of racism continue to be pervasive, but the damning aspect of this is that it will not change unless we become awakened, unless we make individual and collective decisions to work together to change not only what others do to us, but to change and recognize our power to create change, our responsibility to create change. We have to acknowledge our challenges. You can't change anything that you don't acknowledge, not only those things that have been enacted upon us, but those things at times that we have accepted, those things that we could make better if we did the work that each of us has been assigned to do. We aren't going to blame the victim here. And so often we've been victimized. There's no blaming of the victim. And at the same time, we must decide not to be the victim. Because you're victimized does not make you a victim. We are
survivors.
We are overcomers. We are those who thrive. Victimhood is something that occurs when we embrace victimization, and we have to make every effort not to remain in a place of victimhood. Rather, we need to choose and determine for ourselves that we are overcomers. We are conquerors. We are the people God created us to be, and we need to find new and powerful ways of living out that truth. Oh, this has been, personally for me, such a great Christmas time, a powerful Kwanzaa time, and I am so looking forward to 2015. I wish you every blessing of Kwanzaa. I want you to continue to listen to Rev Up with Rev Alicia Block Talk Radio Show. And I hope that the information Rev Up helps you to rev up, accelerate, and energize your thinking and your life. Find new vision for yourself. Embrace the new opportunities that are there. Look at the principles of Kwanzaa. Rethink your life. Retool your life. Embrace your life in all the ways possible. Happy, happy Kwanzaa. And until next week, remember to rev up, accelerate, and energize your life. Happy Kwanzaa.